Michaels Optical in Atascadero would like to remind you to check your insurance and HSA accounts in order to take advantage of your end-of-the-year benefits that may still be available to you and your family. We know it's a busy time of the year as we do our holiday shopping and plan our New Year celebrations. However, we don't want you to miss out on your health care benefit. Be sure to stop by our office. Michaels Optical has a registration box where you can enter to win a gift certificate for $250 to be used for a new pair of eyewear. No obligation. Just come by to see our beautiful selection of designer eyewear and fill out an entry. Michael and Kathy Nutt would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and thank you for your support since we opened our doors in 1979. And if it's time for a new look for the new year, take advantage of the VIP program that offers special savings at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Steelers could be getting linebacker TJ Watt back this week. He's missed the last three games due to a partially collapsed lung, but head coach Mike Tomlin said he's optimistic Watt could play in Week 18. However, the team will be without tight end Darnell Washington, who will miss the rest of the season with a broken arm. The Steelers and Ravens battle for the AFC North title on Sunday. Elsewhere, the Cowboys have released cornerback Trayvon Diggs, according to NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Diggs had been in Dallas for his entire career since being drafted in 2020. And the 15 modern era finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2026 have been announced. Quarterbacks Drew Brees and Eli Manning and receiver Larry Fitzgerald headline this year's finalists. Up to five players may be chosen for the class, and the inductees will be announced at NFL Honors in February. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
What if your instincts could pay off? With Robinhood Prediction Markets, you could put your sports IQ to work on the games you know best. It's not you against the house. It's you participating in a live market. Buy or sell your predictions all game long. Trade every play with Robinhood. Visit Robinhood.com/predict. That's Robinhood.com/predict. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecue tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find a full assortment of rain gear, including waterproof jackets, pants, and bibs. And at D&J, Wolverine boots, 15% off. Long and short sleeve Western shirts, 20% off. And women's Levi jackets, 15% off. And don't forget, gift certificates are available as well as special orders. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, December 31st, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
ICE agents and disruptions in Paso Robles reported on social media. Highway 41 between Chelan and Reef Station reopens. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with a half inch of rain. Highs in the mid-50s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Immigration and Customs Enforcement were seen in Paso Robles and in San Miguel this week. A video on social media dated for December 29th says agents were seen on the Spring Street exit for the northbound US 101 and heading towards San Miguel. Protesters allegedly followed some of these ICE vehicles to Paso Robles, honking their horns and others yelling through a bullhorn for ICE agents to get the blank out of their neighborhood. Paso Robles City Councilmember Chris Beal also posted on social media, quote, "I'm so proud of all the volunteers and caring neighbors. If you hear the horns, whistles, and bullhorns, go to them and bear witness." The City of Paso Robles is now accepting applications for the Housing Authority, Planning Commission, and Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee. Housing Authority applications are due January 30th and will be for two upcoming vacancies for four-year terms. The Planning Commission's applications are due January 29th and is for three upcoming vacancies for three-year terms. Applications for the Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee are due January 29th at 5 p.m. Applications are for two at-large membership positions, each with a three-year term. Applications for each can be found on the City of Paso Robles website. Highway 46 between Chelan and Reef Station reopens. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The segment of Highway 41, whose closure started on Sunday night, has reopened. The sections from the 46 at the Chelan Y to Highway 33 at Reef Station. The closure began after a major rock slide on Sunday caused a significant blockage on the 41. Concrete barriers have been installed on the roadway, topped with protective fencing, and work behind these barriers off the road will continue next month, weather permitting. The annual New Year's Eve celebration for Paso Robles will take place tonight, returning by popular demand. The city's concert starts at 7 p.m., with a countdown to midnight for the East Coast starting at 9. Event highlights include live music from the Lucky Devils Band, food trucks, beer, wine, and cocktails, Dragonites, Stilt Walkers, and, of course, the spectacular bonfire, all with free admission. Chairs, dogs, or outside alcohol are not allowed inside the event area. Come celebrate New Year's Eve in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park, rain or shine. And even with rain on the forecast, Cayucas Beach will ring in the new year with its annual Polar Bear Dip. This annual tradition starts at noon tomorrow, with a king tide also predicted. A king tide is when the Earth, Sun, and Moon are all in alignment, causing an exceptionally high tide for the area. The event includes costume contests and prizes, a live DJ, and don't forget to buy a shirt to support the Chamber of Commerce. Cal Fire and numerous lifeguards will be on site to ensure everyone's safety. Come celebrate the new year at noon tomorrow at the Cayucas Pier. CHP will be entering another holiday enforcement period, this time for New Year's. The enforcement period starts at 6 tonight and will conclude just before midnight on Thursday, January 1st. CHP encourages drivers to follow traffic laws, slow down, and always drive sober. During last year's enforcement period for the new year, CHP reported 10 fatal crashes and 481 arrests statewide for driving under the influence. And here are some more laws in California going into effect in 2026. SB 766 allows a customer to return a used vehicle within 3 days of purchase. The law also requires auto dealers to disclose the full price of a vehicle and bans unwanted junk products and services that increase the price of a vehicle. AB 1299 waives or reduces fines for parking tickets if the owner of the vehicle can prove they are unable to pay the ticket in full due to homelessness or financial hardship. SB 243 requires companies that provide chatbots to remind users they believe to be minors they are interacting with an artificial intelligence and not a human. Operators must also prevent the talk of suicide or self-harm by AI chatbots. SB 760 requires that all K-12 public and charter schools have at least one all-gender or gender-neutral bathroom at each school's site. AB 3216 requires that California school districts adopt policies that limit or prohibit the use of smartphones while they are on campus. In sports for the NFL, on Saturday, the Buccaneers will face the Panthers, the 49ers will go against the Seahawks, and on Sunday, January 4th, KPRL will have the Cowboys and Giants, then the Raiders and Chiefs, and finally the Ravens and Steelers. In the NBA, yesterday the Clippers beat the Kings 131-90, the Pistons over the Lakers 128-109, the Celtics beat the Jazz 129-119. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Rockets, the Thunder will go against the Trailblazers, the Wizards will face the Bucks, the Nuggets will go against the Raptors, and the Knicks will face the Spurs. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News. Officials in San Bernardino County releasing details about the tragedy in which three hikers died on Mount Baldy. A 19-year-old reportedly falling 500 feet. His friend witnessed it.
When he fell, he witnessed that happen. He didn't have any cell phone service at the time, so he went to a location where he could get service to call for help. He then hiked off of the mountain.
Jenny Smith with the sheriff's office. And looking for the fall victim, she says searchers came upon the bodies of two more hikers hours after the search and rescue mission began. Today is the deadline for Covered California coverage in 2026. Nearly $200 million allocated to help about 300,000 people with the lowest incomes.
And then made tax credits available for the first time to middle-income consumers, like an individual making $65,000, $70,000 a year. Those enhancements are expiring at the end of the year.
California Executive Director Jessica Altman. Gas prices in the state averaging $4.26 a gallon, down 3 cents from last week. Jeff Scott, California News.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, including New Year's Day. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. 238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California wine grape growers continued this year to remove vineyards as the sector contends with an oversupply of grapes due to a global downturn in wine sales. Sonoma County grower Andrew Fortini said his 2025 crop turned out well, but like many wine grape growers, he struggled to sell the fruit. It was hard to find a buyer. If you're lucky and have your crop sold, you're doing well. But if you don't have your crop sold or have half your crop sold, it's very challenging times, Fortini told Ag Alert in a field report, adding he had reduced his acreage in response to the wine grape market. We removed a percentage of acreage this growing season that we couldn't sell. We're going to remove a little bit more. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Kay Johns and Atascadero, where something new is happening this January. Cloudy today with a half inch of rain, highs in the mid-50s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with another half inch of rain with low 50s, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Showers early tomorrow, then partly cloudy skies for the afternoon, highs in the upper 50s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Friday and Saturday, continuing into Wednesday next week. About a half inch of rain on Saturday, Sunday and Monday, showers on Tuesday and Wednesday. Upper 50s Friday, low 60s Saturday, mid-50s on Sunday, upper 50s on Monday, low 60s on Tuesday, 59 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees and raining in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kay Johns and Atascadero, keeping your radio on KPRL because this January, something new and exciting is happening at Kay Johns. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
One of the big winners of the year on Wall Street, Google.
They are the best performing Mag 7 stock this year for a gain of 65.8%. Every single Mag 7 stock is higher on the year.
And if you're looking to join a tech startup, OpenAI is definitely at the top of the list in terms of compensation. According to the Wall Street Journal, OpenAI is paying employees more than any major tech startup in history. The company's stock-based compensation in 2025 reaching an average of $1.5 million per employee across its workforce of roughly 4,000. That's more than seven times the stock-based pay Google disclosed in 2003 before it filed for an IPO offering in 2004. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946. They pioneered the use of PVC pipe and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge. For all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more, call A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. 238-1315.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Dojo Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch a Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking. Touch a Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch a Paso.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. And do remember that if you have some computer issues, computer needs, computer questions, anything to do with computers you'd like to upgrade, you need a new one, you need some parts, etc., etc., Knowledge Computer has been serving the community here for over 15 years. They're on Spring Street, 1740. You can call them, 226-5200, or simply go to knowledgecomputers.com. Keep that vehicle looking its best with the help from Golden Hill Car Wash. Your choice of state-of-the-art Razor touchless wash with ceramic wax and the Ryko Soft Gloss Max 5, both with the latest technology. Plus, Golden Hill Car Wash offers 6 wash bays, including RV, all with spotless rinse. Plus, they've got vacuums for you. Keep it looking its best. Golden Hill Car Wash. Paso Robles.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have 2 in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Although the subject of today's story was born in Missouri and committed most of his crimes in that state, he learned the skills of his trade in the Old West. The story of a quite unusual man is coming right up. Marion Hedgebeth was born and raised in Missouri. As a young man, he went out west to Montana, Wyoming, and Colorado, where he learned the art of rustling, robbery, and killing. Afterward, Marion headed back to St. Louis, where he formed a gang known as the Hedgepeth Four. Marion was one of the most debonair outlaws ever to appear on a wanted poster. He was always immaculately groomed with slicked down hair hidden by a bowler hat. He wore a well-cut suit with top coat. His wanted poster noted that his shoes were usually polished. The Hedgepeth Four committed a series of train robberies. Eventually, Marion was caught and put on trial. Because of his dapper dress and good looks, the courtroom was filled with women and his cell was filled with flowers. But he was still sentenced to 25 years in state prison. While waiting for transfer to prison, Marion's cellmate was an H.H. Holmes, who was awaiting trial for swindling. Holmes confessed to Marion that he had murdered several women. Marion shared the information with authorities, hoping it would lighten his sentence. This, along with petitions from women, got him pardoned after 12 years. Riddled with tuberculosis, Marion continued his life of crime and was arrested in Nebraska, where he served 2 more years. Now a physical wreck, on the evening of December 31, 1910, Marion entered a Chicago saloon with the objective of robbing the cash drawer. Unfortunately, a policeman interrupted the robbery, and Marion was shot dead. Hearing of his death, Alan Pinkerton said of Marion Hedgepeth, "He was a bad man clear through." You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free 9-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st. Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Lindsay here from Cajon's Jewelry Company. Today, we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for Cajon's to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. Cajon's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own Cajon's designs in the coming year.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. There are some more laws that are going into effect in California in 2026. SB 766 allows a customer to return a used vehicle within 3 days of purchase. AB 1299 waives or reduces the fines for parking tickets if the owner of the vehicle can prove they are unable to pay the ticket due to homelessness or financial hardship. AB 3216 requires that California school districts adopt policies that limit or prohibit the use of smartphones while they are on campus. SB 760 requires that all K-12 public and charter schools have at least one all-gender or gender-neutral bathroom at each site. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with a half inch of rain, highs in the mid-50s, it's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. An estimated 1 million people are expected to ring in the new year in Times Square. The NYPD flooding the area with officers and conducting more security screenings to keep people safe. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says there will be
assets that you will see and others that you will not see.
The Department of Health and Human Services is cutting off all federal child care payments to Minnesota in response to allegations of sweeping fraud. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt told Fox,
"The Department of Justice, as we speak, is continuing to execute search warrants and subpoenas. People will be in handcuffs as a result of the fraud that Governor Walz has allowed to occur for many, many years."
Democratic Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says the Trump administration is politicizing the issue. America is listening to Fox News.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
What's happening at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles? We asked the mattress specialist, Rich London.
Right now, Gary, everything's on special. Got special prices, phenomenal. And my prices are way better than everybody else. And that's why I'm still in business after 33 years. We've got specials on the bases, on the mattresses, headboards and footboards, you name it, everything's on sale. And it'll continue early through next year as well. Till they raise my prices, I don't raise my prices.
Visit the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
North County Weather. Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. All right, we've got some rain coming down, and that's more than likely to continue through most of the day with highs in the mid-50s and periods of rain tonight and overnight. That is guaranteed. About a 60% chance of rain early on your first day of the new year, with some sunshine later on. Overnight lows in the upper 40s, highs tomorrow in the upper 50s. As we head out to Friday, we may have a little bit of a respite, 60 and cloudy. Rain coming back on Saturday, about an 80 to 90% chance, low 60s. Mid-50s Sunday with about an 80 to 90% chance of rain. Monday could get some rain, about a 60% chance. Tuesday, 60, some showers, about a 50% chance. And a week from today, some showers, 35 to 50% and upper 50s. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7:13 a.m. Right on the nose, 5 p.m. We're at 49. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, Karen will be in 12:30 till 2, and she's going to be doing some little review and updates on news stories in 2025, including what just took place in Paso Robles, the city, and the recent ICE activity, and also social media comments from a city council person regarding her. Well, I'll tell you in just a moment. And also, Chris Bausch will come in as well. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. 24/7, same-day service, outstanding ratings, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775. You can text at 75238-KPRL to join us and change the subject at any time, even during the course of the same conversation. It's amazing. Coming up tomorrow, since we will not be here, it's New Year's Day, and like the rest of the folks, we'll be taking the time off. And we do have some more specials lined up, and look behind the scenes, quite a few things, including Star Wars, American Graffiti, a little pretty cool interview with Dion, formerly of Dion Elm and the Belmonts, and also a really cool feature on the characters from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Very, very, obviously some fun and behind the scenes look. So a lot of those lined up between 6 and 9 and noon and 2 tomorrow here on The Right Choice. AM 1230, KPRL at 99.3 FM. Let's see here. ICE, I drove around honking my horn. Oh, if I drove around honking my horn, I would get pulled over. I would call that disturbing the peace. If they want to draw attention to themselves, go after them also. Okay, thank you for that. Let's see here on the text. Now that we have defeated the water pirates, Ms. Beal has to find a new mission. Also on the text, people of Paso Robles need to start working with ICE. When you see something, say something. I reported the illegals learning how to drive trucks in the Santa Maria area. All right, well, working with, but helping with, I think, is what they mean. Yes, we should do that in all endeavors, whether it's the ICE or Paso Police or, you know, the authorities. When you see something wrong going on, you need to help them out. They can't be there all the time. So I don't know how many of you have had a chance to look at Karen's piece, but your city council person has said that I am, and this is the people who are going with the honking their horns to warn undocumented immigrants, illegals, about the ICE agents, and they also told them to get the F out of the neighborhood. Councilman Beal, according to this social media, she says, I'm so proud of all the volunteers and caring neighbors, Beal wrote on social media on Tuesday morning. If you hear the horns, whistles, and bullhorns, go to them and bear witness. Okay. Let's see here on the email, Beal. What are the chances Beal gets reelected? I don't know, because people will generally forget. So let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, men. Two reasons for calling. One, of course, is to wish you both a happy new year, and let's hope we have one. 25 can be forgotten along with 23, I think, with all the COVID stuff and all the trash. And then, of course, we have appointed city council people. So that ought to tell you about the people who appointed her. We have a city council person running her mouth without engaging a transmission before. So, you know, having said all that, there's one more attaboy for KPRL, and that's that special you ran yesterday on the White House. That was terrific. And I started listening to it, kind of reluctantly. Didn't take long, and I was engaged.
Thank you.
So that was a plus, for sure.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be in touch somewhere in the new year.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think anybody on the council will address this?
I don't know. They certainly should. There's a lot of things that have happened in this town that are generated from people who are in power in the city council. Let's not forget that during the parking boy issue, we took a citizen off the street and took him to jail for doing nothing more than bad-mouthing an officer, which he has the right to do and the ability to do it. So, sure, things are cleaning up, but are they? I'm not sure.
Well, I think they're cleaning up as far as the police, because they are visible at this end of town.
Well, I like the fact that they're visible, and that's why I reject the hiding out behind a billboard to catch grandma making a rolling stop. Rolling stops need to be addressed, no question about that. But sometimes some of the officers that are working on a daily basis don't make good choices, like taking citizens off the street and taking them to jail for the weekend. I'll never forget that one. I don't care how often you apologize. There's no reason for that.
Well, they never apologized.
No, of course not, which would probably go a long way towards smoothing some things out. But
well,
it doesn't matter.
I think when you get to a point as an apology, it doesn't mean anything.
That's correct.
I mean, we're talking a couple of years.
Does an apology that's ordered by somebody who has leverage over you mean anything?
No.
Absolutely not.
No, not at all.
And I've always refused to make them if somebody demanded I do it. There's no question about that. And I'd support anybody that did. I mean, this whole city thing, we have five people running around in a quagmire. It's about time they all got in a room and did something for the city. That's what they told us they were going to do when they ran.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But what we have now is a weekly soap opera going on in a different direction, almost with a change of every week.
So, you know, again, this may be her social media, and she would say that, well, I wasn't representing the city, but she is an elected official, and she voiced her support of those interfering with federal agents. And she is an official.
That's correct. She's out of line. There's no question about that. I listened to and read what she's reported to have said. It's out of line. No question about that. One of the things she has to learn if she insists on being a city official is her own behavior and what effect it has.
I've said this several times, Cody. I don't think these people really give a damn because nothing happens.
No, I agree. They don't give a damn. They're too busy doing their own things. Look, take a look at that city council. Who isn't in it for whatever they can get for themselves?
Well, I'll say Chris.
Okay, I would agree.
After that, I can't answer
after
the
that,
question.
There isn't anyone.
No. Well,
in my view.
Well, again, as I said a couple of times this morning, we'll see how she tries to dance out of this, if she does.
Yeah, we'll find out.
All right.
We'll talk soon.
Thanks. You. Bye. Happy New Year. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. one of the things to remember is that Councilwoman Crispiel is intellectually deficient. She proves that every time she opens her mouth at a city council meeting. And because our mayor is a coward, it's very unlikely any action will be taken to sanction her on behalf of the city for literally inciting the defiance of a legal and most welcome government action to rid our country of these illegals by sending them back to their own country. So she just played right into the handbook of defending the illegal actions that go on in this city, and she should be sanctioned. She actually should be recalled, but that's not going to happen because of the council people we have.
Well, one is sanctions don't mean anything.
Okay.
What do you mean? Okay, we're going to sanction you. Okay, what happens? What? Nothing.
Right. But it is an action of some point, as opposed to just remaining silent and doing absolutely nothing and saying absolutely nothing. It is some sort of action.
Well,
it's minimal.
Okay, you know, I hear that stuff when people talk about the Brown Act. All right, Brown Act. It's if you violate it, it's, you know, supposed to be against. Nothing happens. Well, we've had several people, whether it's on school boards or elsewhere in this county, be sanctioned. Nothing happens. It's not like they lose any, they're not thrown off or anything like that. I'm just wondering if somebody on the council would say, you know, this is deplorable. This is deplorable. And although she'll probably say she wasn't representing the city of Paso Robles, she is representing the city of Paso Robles. And to tell people to basically interfere with ICE agents, federal agents, perhaps she should do the right thing and resign.
I agree. I agree. Her actions are deplorable. It's a big shame on her. But again, you know, she is going to claim that she was acting as a private citizen, not as a council person. But I ask you, every single time someone gets up there as a council person, in my personal opinion, every time you open your mouth, you are doing so as a representative of this city, and you have an obligation to obey the law. That's one thing. And for her to go up against the ICE agents and incite people to go against the ICE agents for whatever reason she has, I have no idea, but that should be an illegal, punishable offense.
Well, you and I know that this will not even come to the attention of a council meeting.
I know, and I'll tell you something. And if Chris Bosch is the only one who speaks up against this, it'll just be one more thing that people have against him for being the only person on that city council that has the audacity to have an objection about somebody's behavior. So yep. There again, I hope he does, and I would like to see someone else stand up, especially the mayor, and address it, but they won't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, Chris, I'm going to go back to something here on this parking ticket.
Sure.
Okay. And again, this is somewhat of a question is, what do you think that the average cost of a parking ticket in California is?
Oh, I want to say about $150.
Okay. Parking tickets cost in California, they vary by city and violations, ranging from around $25 to $65 for a basic issue. That would be an expired meter or no permit.
Okay.
All right. So I'd like to know on this hardship, if you have a vehicle and you do something that is, according to the city you live in, illegal, expired meter or no permit, and you are charged the $25 or $65, so it's a hardship. How do you afford a vehicle? if you can't afford the $25 or $65 for doing something you shouldn't do, can you afford your car insurance? Can you afford your car registration? Can you afford to get it smog checked? So my question on this hardship is, this is BS. Now, I wonder if the person parked in a handicap spot illegally. Now, those could be 400 plus. I wonder if that would they be able to get away with a hardship as well. So, you know, again, with this stuff, we're going to selectively decide what to charge people on their, in this case, the parking violation based on their income. Okay. That sounds fair. That sounds fair. All right. 238-5775-238-KPRL if you have anything about that or this issue with the council thing and her mouth on social media, which there has been some suggestions regarding social media use by elected officials or even public officials who are in the spotlight. And it is to be very, very careful or don't use it. And to be extremely careful how you use it. And to avoid, shall we say, controversial issues or statements you make on the social media. As I've told you over the years many times, anytime you write a letter or an email or anything like that, reread it. Reread it. And think before you send it. And I don't know what goes through some people's minds on the decision they make to start getting into you-know-what contest on social media with people. What purpose does it serve? And I also, one of the things I'm very curious about, now this one was done in the morning, but when they're done later at night, what is taking place in their individual likes and dislikes, meaning that they have something that put them in the mood to decide that they are going to get on social media and be stupid? Just curious. Hi, good morning.
Morning, Kevin. I just have one question. I've been a fairly reliable citizen my entire life. You know, haven't been arrested or anything like that. I wonder if someone like Miss Beal would endorse people warning me if I were ever getting into some kind of trouble and the authorities were looking for me. Being a citizen of the United States for a long time and following the laws, and I have some sort of infraction and law enforcement's looking for me. Is she going to approve of someone warning me, hey, the authorities are coming to look for you? I don't think I get the same consideration. That's a problem with our country. Not that I'd want to by breaking the law, but we're giving consideration to people who are not citizens, who are lawbreakers, and things that we don't get as citizens, people are endowing on those that aren't citizens. That's the biggest problem going on in our country. One of the biggest problems.
Well, that would be a question for somebody to bring to her, to the city council, but you'd have to simplify it because she wouldn't understand the question.
That's part of the problem as well.
Yeah, it is. All right. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but thank you very much for calling.
Yep. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. You too. Well, that's it for this year. Another one under the book or in the books or whatever they want to say and stuff like that. Be careful on the roads and Happy New Year.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The city of Paso Robles is now accepting applications for the Housing Authority, Planning Commission, and Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee. More information about the applications and terms can be found on the city of Paso Robles website. Even with rain on the forecast, Cayucas Beach will ring in the new year with its annual polar bear dip. This tradition starts at noon tomorrow, with a king tide also predicted. Cal Fire and numerous lifeguards will be on site to ensure everyone is remaining safe. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with a half inch of rain, highs in the mid-50s, it's 49 degrees.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will be in talking about, along with Chris Bausch, this issue regarding the ice in Paso Robles. But also, Karen will be going over some of the big stories of the year, even updating them. All right. And then I've got a lot of fun stuff for the specials lined up tomorrow. Enjoy it. And again, enjoy your new year, wherever it may be, and be careful. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. We'll be back Friday. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.